Liberty versus security. This is a kamikaze debate brought to you by AboveTopSecret.com. Thank you, Chisler, for this unique and wonderful debate forum. Also, thank you, What You Know, for agreeing to jump in with me as well. I'm taking a side here that may shock some, but in a debate, sometimes you have to do that. All right, on with the debate. Initially, even imagining giving up personal liberties to guarantee personal security appears to me, or to anyone, to be a bad idea. The liberties that we have were hard fought for and hard won on many a battlefield, and, well, being a veteran myself, I take this seriously. What I present to you is that we have limits on our liberties anyway. We have freedom of speech, but you still can't yell fire in a theater. You can't incite a riot, and you can't be disorderly in public. We have protections against unreasonable searches and seizures, but the key is the defining of the word unreasonable. For make no mistake about it, if your actions warrant this, you can and you will be searched. You have the right to keep and bear arms, but as we all know, and it's been discussed a number of times on the boards, that right is specific to the regulations afforded to each individual state. Hard times require hard decisions, and if giving up some level of those rights that we all have and have enjoyed for so long is something that we have to sacrifice, then we have to cowboy up and we have to make that decision. For in the world that we face today, we face an enemy as insidious as any we've ever faced in history. And this is due to a lot of factors, and not the least of which is their adamant desire to subjugate us to their religion. Make no mistake about it, people, that's their goal. You add to this the globalization of communication and the free and almost immediate flow of information, and, well, the enemy's literally knocking on our door. The Patriot Act, so often condemned and reviled, it was a good first step in securing this nation against another heinous attack, and more steps may need to be taken to stop our enemies before they can stop attack us again. Because when you consider giving up certain rights, I want you to take a moment and I want you to ask yourself, what rights those men and women that jumped from the towers that fateful day in September would have sacrificed to have been able to go on with their lives? Also, we have to take a second to consider what has and what is happening within the structure of our rights as they're defined within the constraints of the Constitution anyway. Because we're now affording those same rights to illegal aliens. We're affording those same rights to those that would destroy us as a nation. And, well, yeah, even to the combat terrorists that have actively attacked our nation. Folks, this has gone too far. What right do those that are not U.S. citizens have to the rights that we have been guaranteed? So if we have to limit our own personal rights to ensure that those same rights are not fouled in the process, is this not a worthy cause? Take a look at the ACLU and some of the rights they defend. They defend the rights of pedophiles and murderers and terrorists. And we sit by and we let all this happen, yet we buck right up and when anybody talks about a no-knock search warrant or the government watching the internet. Amazing. Finally, we need to stop and think. If we devote all of our resources defending the absolute protection of our rights, and we fail to properly defend this country, fail to properly defend our way of life, we stand to lose the country as a whole, and not just one or two of our rights. What good are our rights if we lose the country? And I know that any time this is brought up, people tend to jump up and say, well, we're not about to lose the country. And, you know, the French thought they were properly protected too when the Germans invaded. Last thing we need to do is close the barn door once the horse is out. This is Semper Fortis. Thank you for your time.